Certainly the old red thing was of no more use to him, but even in his imprisonment and insanity, it was dangerous. Still, until he'd had Roland to complete him, to make him greater than his own destiny, perhaps, Walter O'Dimm had been little more than a wanderer left over from the old days, a mercenary with a vague ambition to penetrate the tower before it was brought down. Was that not what had brought him to the Crimson King in the first place? Yes, and it wasn't his fault that the great scuttering Spider King had run mad. Never mind. Here was his son with the same mark on his heel. Walter could see it at this very moment. And everything balanced. Of course he'd need to be careful. The thing in the chair looked helpless. Perhaps even thought it was helpless. But it wouldn't do to underestimate it just because it looked like a baby. Walter slipped the gun into his pocket, for the moment, only for the moment, and held his hands out, empty and palms up. Then he closed one of them into a fist, which he raised to his forehead. Slowly, never taking his eyes from Mordred, wary lest he should change, Walter had seen that change and what had happened to the little beast's mother, the newcomer dropped to one knee. "Heil, Mordred de Shane, son of Roland of Gilead that was, and of the Crimson King, whose name was once spoken from end-world to out-world. Heil you, son of two fathers, both of them descended from Arthur Eld, first king to rise after the Prim receded, and guardian of the Dark Tower." For a moment nothing happened. In the control center there was only silence, and the lingering smell of Nigel's fried circuits. Then the baby lifted its chubby fists, opened them, and raised his hands.